Senator Gillibrand visited FMCC's Center for Engineering and Technology, Electrical Technology Nanotechnology Program. She spoke with students about the importance of STEM education at a school that is geographically positioned between two nanotechnology hubs, SUNY IT's Nano Utica and Albany's College of Nanoscale Science and Engineering. Gillibrand said that 8 out of 9 jobs in demand that will drive the economy forward in New York relate to the STEM fields, and she spoke about the importance of not only receiving education at the college level, but starting at an early age, particularly for women and minorities.
So our long-term goal is to just encourage women and minorities to actually, as young girls and boys, to say, I can build things, I'm good at math, I'm good at science, I can, you know, change the world. And that's exactly what we're hoping to accomplish.
Using GlobalFoundries' semiconductor manufacturing facility in Malta as an example, Gillibrand said that upstate New York is poised to become the next Silicon Valley.
We have the best workers in the world. We already know that. And given the right training, we can do any job. And these are the jobs that are growing. These are the jobs that are going to be more higher paid. These are the jobs that lend itself to long-term careers and career development. And so I was just so inspired by the students in the other room, because they're all at the beginning of this extraordinarily exciting opportunity for a career in an industry that's going to be growing for the next 100 years. It's exciting.
Jim Landrio, chairman of the Board of Trustees at Fulton Montgomery Community College, said that the senator's visit gives the school some well-deserved recognition of its nanotechnology program. He said the location of the school gives local students the opportunity to train for area jobs and expand their education once they graduate.
We have the best of both worlds on both sides of us, so we really feel that the future is going to be here, that there's going to be development and industry moving in our area, and we could train them for that, for the new jobs.
Aaron White graduated from the program at FMCC last spring and is currently attending SUNY IT in Utica for his bachelor's in electrical engineering. He said the ability to get hands-on experience working in a clean room environment while enrolled in community college gives him an advantage while pursuing his 4-year degree.
I have to say, without this, I've noticed that people who are transferring in from other colleges have not had the experience that we have had here with the clean room. So I'm really grateful for that, most definitely.
White said that he believes that his prospects for employment once he graduates are looking great.
We did have a few job fairs and different employers come in, such as GlobalFoundries. That's a big one in the area. And we also had some other ones. IBM came in and spoke, and it's really amazing, the job prospects in this area. And I have to say, for me, I was actually president of student government as well, and that added just to the opportunities that I did have here, and it was a really wonderful experience.
Senator Gillibrand also made stops at a sustainable urban farming program for youths in Middleburg and a small business entrepreneurship program at Westchester Community College. Reporting from WAMC's Southern Adirondack Bureau at the campus of Skidmore College, I'm Lucas Willard.